Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you as we talk Hiawatha boys basketball now. Redhawks competing in the Thunder Classic tournament this week, 2-7 on the season. And before we talk about the tournament, let's go back to last Friday, Coach. And unfortunately, kind of a little bit of the same song, a different verse, and that being another tough loss, another game in which you competed hard, played well, did a lot of good things, but in the end, another tight loss, and there's been a lot of those, but 52-48 at Jeff West last Friday night. I know you mentioned free throws, but what else did you feel like was kind of the difference in that game or the disappointment of the loss?
Well, you know, hard to put your finger on just one thing maybe along that game. One possession game at the quarter, one possession game at half, I think maybe a 3-point deficit to start the fourth quarter. So that game was nip and tuck the whole way. But yeah, like you said, same story for us. Whatever the reason would be or whatever the play was that happened, we found ourselves on the wrong end and then got down there, six late and just, couldn't flip it back our way. So took another loss. Usually a tough place to play down there at Jeff West, but we had a chance and let it slip away again. But they kind of won that game, too. It's nothing that we did or coughed it up. They played really hard defense. Credit to them and their coach and their work that they've done. So somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose in those tight ones. And unfortunately, again, for us, we're on the wrong end.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about it a lot. But if you get, you know, just one or two of those that go the other way. And certainly the Rossville game went that way. I know you and Seth chatted about that one. It was certainly a big win last week. Well, this week is the Thunder Classic, which is just a loaded tournament with three undefeateds. And you got one of those and a familiar opponent, Nemaw Central, on Tuesday night. And just a really good team. But I'm sure there were some things from your perspective that you felt like your team probably could have done better to compete better against the Thunder Tuesday.
Yeah, they are a good team. And, you know, when you're catching a group like that on, like, you got to play pretty well. You got to limit your mistakes and try to stay close. And I felt like early in that game, even within our first 10 or 11 possessions or so, we had some cough-ups and some turnovers down there that were kind of credited to us. If you do that against them, those teams will make you pay. So we dug a 12-2 hole right away, and then you're not going to recover. We did some good things later on in the game, you know, competed well and some of that stuff, but you're not going to recover from those types of starts against teams that are strong as Nemaw.
I've seen your team play a couple times, and I know we've talked about it a little bit, but I just feel like you're so close, and it's like every opportunity that you look at ahead can be maybe a turning point, a springboard, a thing that just kind of gets things going back in the right direction. We thought maybe that was Rossville, but now the opportunity is, you know, to maybe try to finish with two wins in this tournament. You got Jacksonites on Thursday and a couple different opponents that you might see here to finish out this tournament, but is that how you look at it, as you try to keep the guys focused and together on the big picture and the next opportunity that's in front of them now to finish this tournament strong?
Yeah, you're right. I hope they do stay focused and stay into it for this week. It'd be very important if we could round out the week successfully here. But like you say, we've had several of these close encounters, as you say, and been there. It almost is to the point now where we need to take a look at ourselves and make sure that we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing to deserve those opportunities, to deserve those wins and those close games. Make sure that we're putting our work in the best we can, that our attention to the detail is as good as it could be or should be. And then when you're in those spots, you feel a little more confident that you can finish or close out a team, or that you deserve those good basketball breaks from the basketball gods sometimes. You make sure that you're doing everything that you can, so when karma comes your way, it's something pleasant. But those are the conversations that we've been having and we'll keep having, and this week maybe we'll get a chance to turn the corner. That's what we're hoping.
You bet. Jacksonites on Thursday, and then a game to finish the tournament Saturday as well before getting some time off next week. Coach, thanks for your time as always, and best of luck finishing things out in Seneca this week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks, on the weekly Locker Room Chat, aired on KNZA and online at mscsports.net. It's presented by Hiawatha Implement, by Carl's Body Shop, and by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.